Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Wednesday, July 1st, morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. If you've watched the videos the last couple mornings, you'll see that I'm back to the more than usual routine. And it was good to get away for a couple days with my family, but back at it today from home and from work. And this morning, as I spend time with God, continuing in this final stretch of this devotional journal, In Christ Alone, Discovering Your Identity in Christ. And as we have been talking about living life where Christ identifies who we are, that we develop our identity from Him rather than from the world, rather than from our workplace, from our friends, from society in general. In this time that we live, as it really in all times, there are people and forces around us that try to define who we are. And so often, those voices we hear are voices that aren't defining us according to how God has created us. Today's topic is a little long title. Paul writes to Timothy and says, "In Christ you have been given a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." And as I wrote this journal a number of years ago, I remember coming across that and think that there's really no way to separate that and to include all of it in individual components and do it well, because they kind of need each other. If I said you have been given a spirit of power, We kind of know what that looks like in this world. The old saying that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, we see played out around the world. But we also see it played out closer to home. You know, sometimes we get those big picture images, and because we can see how it's bad out there, we lose sight of how the same problems exist when it's more local. It's really true within the church, within the home, within a workplace. When we have a spirit of power, it isn't long before that spirit in our nature becomes selfish, becomes greedy, becomes domineering, becomes arrogant. And I believe that's why Paul writes, and he says, in Christ, you don't just have a spirit of power, you have a spirit of love with that power. Now, when that spirit of love is directed by God, how we use the power that God has given us changes drastically. At least it ought to, or we're not living by the spirit of love. If you need a reminder, go back and read 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 13. Go back and discover the greatest of these is love. And you probably know a lot of those characteristics from Scripture and from practice. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is forbearing, enduring, lasting. It looks out for the good of others, even above our own. And yet, we probably know people in our culture that live by their definition of love, And sometimes our human definition of love means anything goes. It becomes a very permissive culture. You can do anything you want because it's all love. And yet we know from God, our experience with God, and from, at least from my experience growing up, and the love of my parents is real love includes discipline, it includes correction, it includes encouraging and challenging and training and all the things that often look like work, often feel like work. Love doesn't allow ourselves, it doesn't allow us to allow others to remain disobedient, to remain non-productive, to remain rebellious. And so, as Paul wrote to Timothy about a spirit of power and of love, the idea was your love for people is going to compel you to continue to preach the gospel, to teach the good news of Jesus, to use scripture to train in all righteousness. And so just to have a spirit of love by itself is incomplete. And so it isn't just a spirit of power and a spirit of love, because we still need that third element, the spirit of self-discipline. You see, that's what draws us near to God. And self-discipline is a term that's used there, but it really has an idea in this context of being disciplined by our knowledge of God. It's different from being disciplined by God, which we need from time to time. But it's a self-regulation because of what we know about God. It's defining how I treat people, how I act, how I live life according to my knowledge of how God has revealed himself through Jesus and through Scripture. It's something that comes from within, but it's not really from me. It's from the Spirit God has put within me. And when we look at that entire package that Paul writes and says that we have in Christ, this spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline, we become this incredible force for the good of God's kingdom. I write in the devotional journal as I transition from some questions to get you thinking to some application, that I've been afraid of people my entire life. It's only been in the last decade that kind of figured out what label that would have been had we had such labels back in my day as a child. It's a nerve brain wiring issue. And so much afraid of people that my first attempt at going to college, I got to the point of needing one term to finish, and I quit. I quit because, well, I had put it off as long as I could, and I finally reached the point where I had to take the required speech class. And I tried. And I went that first night of class, and they handed out the syllabus, and it had the list of all of the speeches that I had to prepare. Oh, the preparing wasn't the hard part. All of the speeches after I prepared that I had to stand up and give in front of this class. The entire term was one speech after another. And that internal terror, that crippling anxiety, just gripped me to such an extent that as I walked out of class that night, I didn't go back. I couldn't go back. And I write that in the journal. I tell that now, not so much to reveal that fact as to talk about this power of love and self-discipline that God has given through His Spirit. Because as you fast forward some 20 plus years, more than that now, I find myself standing in front of groups of various sizes, preaching and teaching about God, about His love, about prayer, about pursuing a relationship with God. Doing the very thing that my mind says I can't do. But doing it through this spirit of power and love and self-discipline. The training that I have in Christ gives me the ability in those times. It's not that the fear of people has disappeared. It's not that the underlying condition that causes that is gone. It's I now live in this spirit of power, of love, of self-discipline that God talks about in His Word. And it's combining those that gives us the ability to live differently than how the world defines us, to live differently than how our community defines us, to even live differently than how perhaps our church defines us. You see, it's in the context of Paul writing to Timothy, this young evangelist, saying, you've got work to do. You've got work that's all about sharing Jesus with others. And in order to do that, you're going to need to live according to this power, according to this love, according to this self-discipline. And you're going to have to do it together. To be effective, we live with this combination of power, love, and self-discipline. That's the spirit God has put within each one of us. It wasn't a special dispensation for Timothy or for me or for others. Now, how He has created us to use that spirit of power, love, and self-discipline, it will vary from person to person. He's gifted us uniquely so that the body is complete, that all of the needs, the spiritual needs can be met through Christ. That the needs that we have can be met through one another. And as we live through COVID-19 and all of the reports of surging cases again, and whether that means tightening the restrictions that have begun to relax or what it really means. Things I have no control over. But what I do have control over is my decision to live by the power, love, and self-discipline that God has given me through His Spirit. And what a difference that can make in today's world. When you allow God's power to work through you, when you use His love to define how you treat people, and when you use the self-discipline of knowledge of God to filter everything that you say, everything that you post and comment on and share, all of a sudden, God is being made known in a way that's vibrant and alive and draws many to Himself. So as we pray this morning, I would encourage you to spend time thanking God for this spirit he's put within you. Spend time evaluating how you live out that trio of characteristics. Spend time asking God to help you live in balance, that you would not be one who gravitates to one aspect of this spirit of power, love, and self-discipline, but that you would use it together. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you so much that you have given us your spirit. And within your spirit dwelling within us, we have this spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. Father, whenever we are in a position of power, may we not neglect nor forget the love and self-discipline that needs to guide that power. Father, as we live out your love, may we do so with the power and self-discipline that you give us. As we're called by your spirit within us, by the promptings of your word to help and to love people in really tangible ways. And when the enemy whispers and yells in our ears that we can't do it, it's not possible. May we show your love according to your power and not our own. And may our self-discipline help us to be able to be more generous with others. May it help us to be able to more clearly identify actual needs versus proclaimed needs. May we have discernment as we live out this spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. Father, today as we live life, may the discipline of ourself not really come from self, but may it come from an awareness of who you are. May it be something that we are able to monitor and direct on our own because of our knowledge of your word, of our knowledge of Jesus through how he's been revealed in Scripture. Father, as we live in these days of trying to figure out how best to live in this culture of fear, of dying, of being sick, of getting somebody else sick. May you remove the fear and replace it with this spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. So that the way we treat one another, the way we speak to one another, the way we act when we're in public and when we're in private, would represent Jesus well, would show our love for him and our love for one another. Would present ourselves as one who is not selfish but cares for others. Father, today as we live life, may Jesus be seen through this spirit that lives within us. Father, as we care for the children around us, whether they're in our homes or our church family, our community, may they see within us this spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline. And just as it's true in the public and in the way we interact with one another, it's difficult to balance these three elements in caring for children. Father, for those who tend to gravitate toward power and become very domineering, may you increase their love and self-discipline so they would find balance. For those that live as though love is a very permissive thing, and raise their children in a way that the children never hear no, never experience discipline of any sort because of the overriding spirit of love by the parent. May you provide and bring them to a point of balance with the power and the self-discipline to go with the love that they so freely express. Father, for those that, I would say the few that live so intently in this self-discipline mode that they never allow their children to see that even as parents, we make mistakes. To live life so disciplined of ourselves that we have to be perfect. May you provide the balance of this spirit that includes the power and love to be real, to be honest. To be that example, to show how we live the faithful life, but also to show how we repent and are restored to Christ when things fall apart. Father, as we live today, may we represent Jesus well, not by our power or our might, but by your Spirit. And as we live by your Spirit representing Jesus, may this Spirit of power, love, and self-discipline be alive and well, fully functioning, firing in all three cylinders, if we can use that term, to where people see a fuller representation of Jesus from us than they ever have before. May we lift Him up, that many would be drawn to Him today. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Well, this has been the first day of July, morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.